listen all the time.
All the time.
Every day.
All day at work.
Your home for country and classic rock. KLMJ. Welcome to the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat with Radio on the Go. Stay tuned as our sports department interview a variety of sports figures, making news across our broadcasting area, the state, and beyond. The Sports Beat airs every Saturday morning on KLMJ. Brought to you by Mort's Water Company. If the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up. Pump and well installation and service, water treatment, sales, service, and more. The Mort's Water Company Sports Beat is next on 104.9 KLMJ and streaming on radioonthego.com.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Sports Beat from Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Mowinkle. Stoked that you're able to be with us today. On today's edition of the program, we're going to hear some more season recap interviews with area baseball and softball coaches, including Iowa Falls Alden softball coach Emily Bankin. We'll also hear from DNHAP softball coach Tiana Buttress, West Fork softball coach Sadie Winfrey to recap the season. Later on in the program, those listening on 104.9 KLMJ will hear from AGWSR alum and current Southwest Minnesota State University student Trevin Smith, who's continuing her volleyball career there in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Those listening on 99 The Wave will hear from Appleton Parkersburg Activities Director Carter Hoff as he recaps what took place throughout last school year and previews what's ahead in 2026-27. Then at the end of the program on both stations, we will hear highlights from Clarksville's run to the Class 1A Softball Championship last week. We'll take our first time out and start the program next. It's the Sports Beat from Radio On The Go Sports. Send it your way.
Hi, this is Abe Seams with Mort's Water Company, here to explain the Kinetico difference. Kinetico systems are non-electronic systems powered by your water pressure. Kinetico has an unmatched performance with a twin alternating design that assures that you never run out of soft water. Dependable and economical, Kinetico has been manufacturing water softeners for over 55 years, and Mort's Water Company has been selling and servicing Kinetico systems for over 45 years. Give Mort's Water Company a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT to learn more, or visit us at mortsonline.com.
Iowa Falls Alden softball coach Emily Bankin joins me right now on Radio On The Go Sports as we recap the season here. Ended up being a 10-18 year for the cadets here. Coach, in your mind, what were some of the common themes here throughout the season that this team experienced? I know you had some really strong moments this year, but maybe some close losses here and there that maybe could have gone the other way, huh?
Yeah, I think we could have won a few more games looking back, but ultimately we knew going into this year it was going to be a big year of growth. We had a lot of change from last season, and so we challenged the girls to get better every game. They definitely had their ups and downs, but I was happy to get to double-digit wins, and I think that we definitely did see some growth with all of the girls, but especially the young girls, so I'm really excited looking at the future.
Yeah, and looking at kind of the last part of the schedule here, some of these games down the stretch, even though there were some losses in there, some really competitive games against a state qualifying team with North Butler, just a one-run loss, against DNHAP, and then Roland Story, of course, and always a strong program as well, just a 2-0 loss there in the postseason. What was your take on some of those games down the stretch where your team really competed?
I think... Really what those games came down to was we would have one inning with a few errors that kind of, built up and allowed the team to score some runs that we didn't need to give up and made the games closer when we could have won. So if you take some of those innings away, then we do get a couple more wins. And I think that just comes with some inexperience with the girls, some lack of confidence, maybe they feel a little bit of pressure. So hopefully next year when they have a whole year under their belt, we can take some of those innings away and perform a little better.
Yeah, certainly. And when it comes to, coaching a team like this that has a lot of inexperience, how does that kind of shape some of the philosophies and how you guys kind of approach things and practices and games and things like that, as opposed to maybe a more experienced team?
So we try to have a lot of repetition of just like simple basics for the girls. And just when they make a mistake, try to build them up. We talk about the mistake. What could they have done better next time? Why'd they make that mistake, either mentally or physically? And just remind them, like, the game keeps going. Softball, you score off of the team making mistakes a lot of the time. So we're going to benefit from other teams making mistakes. They're probably going to benefit from us making mistakes every once in a while. But it's really how you bounce back from that that's important. So we tried to, like, hammer that home. And even after some of those mistakes, the girls still competed, which is what I wanted to see.
When it comes to some personnel here, you had some really good postseason honors here. You had Izzy Jansen not only make first team all conference, but ends up being a third team all state selection as well. So excellent honor for her. What can you say about, you know, her contributions this year, you know, at the plate, on the mound, things like that, and certainly a well-deserved honor, I would say.
Yeah. Izzy stepped up to pitch for us this year, which was huge. She's a big difference maker on both sides of the ball. She's a really tough out to make. And so I'm happy that other coaches and other schools could see the value in her for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had a couple other all-conference selections here on the second team. Aubrey Sylvie gets in as an outfielder, and then third team Noelle Winters as well. What can you say about those two and earning those honors here this year?
So Aubrey, we knew that she had a lot of potential, but she kind of blew us out of the water with how she performed at the plate. She was one of our most reliable hitters. And same with Noelle. I was always confident with her, up at the plate with her runners on. Those two scored a lot of runs for us, and drove a lot of runs in. So I was happy that they got some recognition as well.
So certainly those two, obviously with the postseason honors and things like that, but anyone else on the roster that you feel like really took a big step in the right direction, maybe some unsung heroes of the team here you had this season?
I think everybody played a big role in our successes somewhere. Annie Kruger was another young girl who stepped up for us and worked really hard. We could put her behind the plate when we needed to catch, but she was a DH for us and drove in quite a few runs as well. Kirsten Miller stepped up in the outfield. Jordan Carpenter did a really good job at second base. Ivy Sanders, we moved her around a lot too. And then, of course, you have Abby, who is our lone senior, who is a good leader for us. But yeah, again, ultimately, I think everybody played a big role in our successes that we had this season.
Looking back on the season as a whole, any games or big moments to kind of stand out as big highlights for the team this year? Maybe the most memorable moments you can think of?
I think when I look back at the season, I think about our back-to-back 9-inning games against Hampton and South Hardin. I think just because of their proximity, they're always tough games for the girls, no matter like the level of the teams. If you're really good or you're not so good, they're always going to be competitive. So I was really proud of how the girls just fought through those games. They can be really mentally tiring, especially when you're on the road going extra innings. And so I think everybody did a good job working through those.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, what were some moments where you felt the team was able to, maybe some down moments that you felt the team was really kind of able to take in stride and grow from here throughout the year?
So as I mentioned before, we would have those innings where we would make a few errors and kind of get down on ourselves. Then the girls would take a second and reset and bounce back from those. So I think we definitely had our down moments, but I was happy to see that even some of the younger girls were able to recover from that.
Yeah, just a few things left for you here. When it comes to, you know, the fact that this is a pretty young roster here this year, what are you hoping are the biggest takeaways that these girls are able to, you know, take from this season and apply to next year? Hopefully, you know, obviously turn around things with a win-loss record and things like that.
Yeah, so I think we had three freshmen that were starting for us, Liza, Aubrey, and Andy. So I think that they will just gain more experience, gain more confidence in the off season. A couple of the girls do play some club ball, so just getting more experience will help them out for sure. But ultimately, just working together as a team, continuing together through the off season will help them be a lot stronger next year.
All right. I want to give you a chance to recognize your assistant coaching staff here as well and some of the things they contributed here throughout the year.
Yeah, so I have Alex Jansen, Greg Winters, and Drew Moreland. I think they do a really good job of balancing each other out as far as like experience and what they feel most comfortable working with. But also, I know I can go to them and, you know, get ideas, or we can brainstorm together about potential changes to the lineup, to the batting order, and they're always going to be willing to help me out. I think they also balance each other out well as far as like getting excited and maybe getting a little worked up versus staying calm, cool, and collected, which the girls kind of need that balance too. And so I couldn't get through the season without them, and they helped me out a lot.
All right, we're just about out of time today, but is there any final thoughts you'd like to share about cadet softball at this time?
I think we have a lot of hardworking girls who really like the sport and like playing together. And so I think the future's pretty bright.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alton softball coach Emily Benkin here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time today, coach, and best of luck here in the offseason.
Thank you.
The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Experience amazing Dow's Corn Days this weekend. Friday, free entrance to the park, sponsored by Poet. Enjoy inflatable rides, the crowning of Little Miss and Mr. Dow's at 6:30, music by the Four Fools, and an incredible fireworks show at 9:45 at the football field. Saturday, Legion Pancake Breakfast at 6 a.m., big parade at 10 a.m. with Grand Marshals, sweet corn, watermelon, and ice cream at 11 in the park with Jack Jensen Wibholm performing. Then enjoy music by Mighty Fitton from 11 to 9 p.m. at the park shelter. Dow's Corn Days, amazing family fun all weekend long. See you there.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat, presented by Mort's Water Company.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
You believe in shopping local. You tell people to shop local, but are you marketing local? If you want area residents walking through your door at your businesses, you need to reach them where they already are. And right now they're listening to KLMJ 104.9. This is Mike McKee with On The Go Media, Radio On The Go, KLMJ. Our listeners aren't just local, they're pushing play on local. Engage, loyal, and ready to support businesses just like yours. Radio works, local radio works better. Use On The Go Media and KLMJ. Let's put your message in front of people who matter most to your businesses. Call 641-456-5656 or email us today at radio@radioonthego.com. Get on the air this week on KLMJ 104.9. Local works here.
Radio gets results. Radio. Radio gets results. That's radio.
DNHAP softball coach Tiana Buttress joins me right now on Radio On The Go Sports as we recap the 2026 season. And coach, appreciate the time today as always. Certainly a banner season for the program, you know, winning the NICL title, some new things here this year with the sharing agreement as well. What were some of kind of the biggest common themes, I guess, that kind of come to mind now that you've had a chance to kind of step back and kind of think about this season as a whole?
I mean, I've been saying it pretty much all year long. I just have been super proud of those girls. I think there was a lot of skepticism about the co-op agreement at the beginning of the year, but I think no doubt now everybody can see that it was, you know, one of the best things for both of our programs, for both DNH and AP. I think that the girls handled it beautifully. They meshed really well together. And I think even some of them were surprised at the relationships that they were able to create during the sharing agreement. And just, they didn't ever let that become an issue. I think once all was said and done and we started playing games, everybody realized, you know, we are on the same team, even though we're from two different schools. And obviously it paid off. I mean, winning the conference. And I mean, we stopped after our second round of regionals, but we also had to play the number fourth ranked team in the state. And I think we competed. So I'm very proud of what we were able to accomplish this summer.
Yeah, certainly. And down the stretch, you won eight of your final nine games in the regular season before you entered postseason play. So a really great stretch for you guys. What do you think was going most well for you guys down that stretch where you really kind of had things rolling there toward the end of the regular season?
I think it helps when you have a pitcher like Faith in the circle. She keeps us competitive in pretty much any game that we played. I think our defense was finally starting to get it figured out. And then really until that last game, our bats were dangerous. We still had good at bats during our game against Mount Vernon. It's just they were making plays up the wazoo, and our balls just weren't falling that day, which is sometimes what happens.
Yeah, certainly. And then going into postseason, you get that exciting walk-off win over Vinton Shelsburg, a game where you found yourselves trailing for a good portion of that game, able to come back for the win. And then, like you said, you take on a Mount Vernon team that is obviously making noise at the state tournament here this week. But I have to imagine, you know, a really solid postseason run for you guys. If you can kind of just share some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think I said it after the Mount Vernon game as well, that that score didn't really reflect the type of game that was played there. You know, the scoreboard said 7-0, but I think it was a lot more competitive than that. And people at the game, I think both teams and both coaches could probably say that that was a lot more competitive than what the score reflected. They just were finding holes, and, you know, I think maybe had maybe one or two balls barreled off of Faith, but the rest of them were just things that managed to find ground. And they are a team that creates chaos on the bases, and they certainly did that with the balls they put in play. And we barreled up a good amount of balls, but unfortunately went right at people, or, you know, like I said, they were making some really great plays against us. So 7-0 in a book doesn't look like a very competitive game, but I was very proud of how we looked in that game. And I think, you know, there was, I think, a little bit of surprise from the other team that, you know, it was a 0-0 game going into, I think, the fourth inning, maybe.
Yeah, certainly. When it comes to some personnel here, I do want to give you one more chance to talk about Faith Gray, because she was named the NICL MVP, got an all-district selection, an absolute workhorse for you guys, you know, throughout her five-year softball career at D&H, and, of course, with D&H AP. Just, man, what a career she ended up having, and some really well-deserved honors here to close out her senior year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's well-deserved for her. She worked super hard this offseason. She's always worked hard, but she really put in extra work this offseason. I think, you know, she made her commitment to Indian Hills, and I think that's kind of given her bigger goals in life. And so then just having that kind of made her work a little bit harder, and I think that very clearly paid off for her. It was her best season, I think, by far, out of all of her seasons, and we don't win the conference without her on our team.
This has been part one of a two-part season recap interview with D&H AP head softball coach Tiana Buttress, which will continue next on the Sports Beat.
Hey, Ivy shoppers, it's Brian over at Charles Ivy. Want to let you know about our amazing three-day mega meat sale going on Friday through Sunday. I've got my meat manager, Matt, here to tell you all about the great deals.
And we have 80 21-pound chubs for $4.98, 10-for-10 Hy-Vee brats, chicken kebabs for $4.99 a piece, $1.97 a pound whole pork loin, and so much more. Mega meat sale this weekend only at your Eldora and Iowa Falls Hy-Vee.
Mort's Water Company Sports Beat continues on KLMJ. Stay tuned.
What's your water score? If you don't know, or it isn't as high as it should be, the water professionals at Mort's Water can help. We will perform a free in-home water analysis to determine your water score and then recommend the appropriate Kinetico water treatment solutions to improve it. The higher your water score, the better your water. Find out how easy it is to raise your water score with Kinetico and Mort's Water, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit mortsonline.com today.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. It's now time for part two of a season recap interview with D&H AP head softball coach Tiana Buttress. Do you want to talk about some more all-conference selections you had? You also had Eva Walker make it on to the first team, leading you guys in batting average here this year at .494, on base percentage at .618. So a player you know you could always count on there. And then some other people like Kaylin Meester getting on the second team, Aubrey Rajak, Stella Walker, Lauren Muller getting on the third team, and then Aubrey Williamson as an honorable mention. So any thoughts on those all-conference selections? I know it's quite a few of them.
Yeah, I was very pleased with how many kids we were able to get on conference, because, you know, with the new format, I wasn't sure what that was going to look like. I think last year we had 9 of our starters as all conference, but that was a different, you know, with a different look. There was the division, so there was more kids getting honored. So I was very proud that, you know, we walked away with, what was that, 7, I think? 7 kids with all conference honors. But obviously, I mean, I think our 3 seniors, we don't have the season we have without them. So that's, you know, Faith, Eva, and Aubrey Williamson. Obviously, Eva is a huge contributor, not only at the plate, but also at shortstop for us. I never had any doubts when she'd come up to bat with people on base. It was most likely that she was going to figure out a way to either get herself on and score the runs, or just score the runs. So it's a very nice person to have in your lineup. She's very reliable. She's very competitive. Even the bats that she's not getting on base, she's putting the ball in play hard, or she's, you know, having quality at bat. So definitely a kid that we're going to miss having in the lineup next year. I wish I could have had her in my lineup for more than 1 year. Same with Aubrey Williamson. I think, you know, her numbers maybe don't reflect that as much as just having her in our lineup did, but she's exactly the type of kid that you want on your team, a kid that I could put anywhere and she didn't ask any questions about it. She just wanted to do what she could to, one, be able to play softball and to do what she could for her team. I think she was probably our ultimate team player this year, which was great to see. You know, she's coming in from, you know, four girls coming from AP, and she ends up being one of our biggest team players with 18 girls that she maybe didn't know before coming and playing softball. So that group of seniors is going to be really hard. We're going to miss them a lot, but you know, we do have four other girls that also were all conference honors there. And one's a freshman. I've got a sophomore and two juniors. So at least, you know, we're returning a good chunk of good, like a talent back next year. So that's very promising for us.
Yeah, certainly. And not only with those all-conference selections, but you received the honor of being the NICL Coach of the Year as well. So what did it mean for you to be able to, you know, receive that honor? What was kind of your reaction when you found out that news?
Well, obviously very honored that that I was nominated for that and that they voted for me for that. But I also would prefer if that was Coaching Staff of the Year, because I am not able to do what I do without my two assistant coaches. So in my mind, that's Coaching Staff of the Year, not Coach of the Year, because, you know, I really truly look at coaching as a collaboration instead of, you know, I'm the head coach, I have the final say. And my two assistant coaches, Travis Walker this year and Addie Reynolds, were just huge pieces of the success of our team too, and the things that they brought to our team. You know, I didn't even coach the bases, I stayed in the dugout. So they deserve a lot of the glory too. So I like to say that that's actually Coaching Staff of the Year, not just Coach of the Year, because, you know, it's a team effort on that front too.
You bet. Coaching Staff of the Year in the NICL. Just a couple things left for you here. When it comes to looking back at the season as a whole, any big moments or big games that kind of come to mind as the biggest highlights for you guys this year?
I think, you know, a 13-inning win against Denver. Yeah, sorry, Kevin, if you read this or listen to this, that one I know is a tough one for him to swallow, but obviously that's a big game for us. Denver is always going to be a team that is competitive for us, because we had to play them however many times the last X amount of years with them being in our division. And, you know, they have a really good pitcher. So just watching our team grit that out, and, you know, obviously that became a pivotal thing in us getting our conference championship. So that was probably my favorite win of the season, but just watching how they competed against all of the ranked teams that we played. You know, not all of them turned out to be, you know, wins for us, but I think, you know, of games I'm thinking of, there were maybe only two games where we didn't truly compete the whole season, which honestly, that's all you can ask for as a coach, is that we at least get out there and compete and put our best forward and best foot forward. And they did that almost every single game.
Yeah, certainly. And on the flip side of that, any big moments come to mind that were growing experiences for the team? Maybe some downtimes that you felt really kind of, you know, helped kind of turn things around for the better. Maybe some of those games against some of those better ranked teams here this season.
Yeah, I think if we could get any games back, it would be the game against Columbus and the game against East Marshall. For whatever reason, the last 2 years we played East Marshall, we just really don't bring our A game. I think maybe just from the history that East Marshall is the type of team that they have been in the conference in the last however many years, if that just puts a little extra pressure on us or what. But I think if we rematched them this season when we were playing our best, the outcome's probably different. And same thing with against Columbus. You know, they played fiery that night against us. They played really well, and they have a lot of potential being as young as they are. But if there was a game that I could get back, it would definitely be that one. So it was a great example to show them that, you know, some teams are going to outwant it, and that sometimes is enough. And that was what happened that night, is Columbus wanted it more than we did.
All right. And you do have quite a bit of people that will be returning into next year's team. What are you hoping are the biggest takeaways, you know, from this season that you're hoping that they're able to bring into next season and obviously build on next year?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we continue our defensive improvements at the end of the season into next year. Obviously, you know, we're going to go through a pretty big change with we're going to have some new faces on the mound next year. So defense is going to be way more important next year than it was this year. So making sure that we're backing up pitchers that aren't as experienced in the varsity game. You know, I think we are still going to have really young people on probably corner infield. We're going to have probably a younger person at shortstop next year. So it's going to be a challenge for us. But I think hopefully if we can leave where we ended and just improve on that next year, it should hopefully work out okay.
All right, we're just about out of time here today, but is there any final thoughts you'd like to share about the team before we wrap up today?
I just think, again, I think I've said it a bunch of times, they far exceeded my expectations of what this year would look like, and I was very happy to have this type of season with the first year of our sharing agreement.
All right, well, that's been D&H AP softball coach Tiana Buttress here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, coach, and best of luck here in the offseason.
Thank you.
The Sports Beat will continue momentarily.
Hustle on into Hampton Fairway for their two-day specials this Friday and Saturday. For the grill at the meat counter, USDA Choice whole beef brisket, $4.99 a pound. USDA Choice 8-ounce New York strip steak, $8.88 each. In the produce aisle, Colorado peaches, $1.77 a pound. Thirsty on these hot days? Fairway has 7-Up products, $2.98 plus deposit for half liters, limit 4. In the chip aisle, Lay's or kettle cooked Lay's, $1.88 each, 5 to 9-ounce bag. Hampton Fairway, always fresh, always Fairway.
104.9 KLMJ FM, Hampton, Iowa Falls, Parkersburg. Broadcasting from the Crown Jewel Travel Studios. Now, more on the Coach's Corner, presented by Mort's Water Company.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat, presented by Mort's Water Company.
The Sports Beat programs from Radio On The Go Sports air each Saturday, presented on 104.9 KLMJ by Mort's Water Company and on 99 The Wave by Brothers Market. These variety shows feature everything from the latest in local sports, special feature interviews, coaches, student athletes, and more. Catch the shows each Saturday at 8:30 a.m. on 104.9 KLMJ and 10 a.m. on 99 The Wave, and available on demand at radioonthego.com. We are just about to the start of a new school year as a dead week wraps up here. And joining me right now on Radio On The Go Sports is AP Activities Director Carter Hoff. Carter, appreciate the time as always here today. Always a pleasure to talk athletics and activities at AP with you. What's been keeping you busy here over the summer here so far?
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. Yeah, been a busy summer. I still coach baseball this summer, so that kept me pretty busy up until dead week, and just kind of, you know, making sure everything in the last school year gets kind of put to bed. You know, early this summer, we still had soccer, but with both boys and girls soccer make it to state. So that season went long, which is awesome. And baseball, and really, you know, here I am with dead week, was able to spend some more time with some of my family. So that was good, and ready to get this next school year started.
Yeah, before we get there, just some things to recap here from the last school year. Let's go all the way back to last fall season. The big highlight there is the volleyball team qualifies for its third consecutive state tournament appearance. What can you say about, the volleyball team getting that accomplished last year? Obviously, that's a program that just has it rolling right now.
Yeah, and they've been consistent. Coach Klespies does an awesome job. They kind of had a tough road to get there, and it was really cool to see, and you know, to make it, you know, 3 years in a row that's hard to do. I mean, regardless, so no matter what the sport, so hopefully they can keep it rolling, and just overall good season.
Moving on to last winter season, the boys basketball team, again, it's a situation where they had a tough road to get there, but finally were able to break through after a 5-year state tournament drought. Awesome accomplishment for those guys last year.
Yes, it was. And just a couple awesome postseason games, you know, to make it to the state tournament. Having the district final at home, I thought was really cool against Crestwood. Just that environment. Obviously a neutral site, I just feel like it wasn't, you know, just having the home court advantage and having, you know, that gym completely packed was a cool atmosphere. And then, you know, to have Substate at the McLeod Center against Cascade, just another awesome game. I mean, I don't think you could find a better high school basketball game than what we witnessed that night, and just the back and forth and the big shots and just an awesome. And Coach Thomas does a great job. And I know we've had some really good teams that, have fallen short in last year's team. I mean, just a total team effort, having multiple guys step up and everybody kind of buying into their roles. So that was really fun to see, and just kind of ran into a tough team in Regina. But no, they had a great run.
Moving on to the spring season, you'd kind of mentioned this already, but there's probably never been more buzz about the sport of soccer around the AP community than there was this year. Cody Cummings taking over his first year as head coach. They go to state for the boys. Then Coach Getch bringing the girls team to all the way to the state semifinals. Just an amazing season for those two teams.
Definitely. And both, you know, I think preparing in our conference had them kind of ready to go for postseason, but Coach Cummings in his first year did an outstanding job and really getting kids from Dyke, New Hartford, and getting kids from AP to really buy in, and just seeing their team chemistry, you know, grow from the beginning of the year to the end of the year was something just really cool to see. And then really, you know, made it to the state tournament and gave Gilbert everything and then some, and unfortunately losing in PKs. But I know we have a lot returning there, and we're definitely excited. For the girls' side, Coach Getch had a lot of returners this year, but I think there was a lot of, you know, they kind of knew they wanted to get over that hump. We had a lot of talent returning, and just seeing, you know, the way they went toe-to-toe with Denver and Hudson throughout the regular season, I think gave them a lot of confidence. And then in the non-con, just having some tougher non-con matches to get them prepared, and just some adversity here and there in the postseason, whether it was weather. We had Applington days kind of mixed in with one of the matches, and you're playing there in the heat right in the beginning of June. So, no, they had an outstanding job. And then obviously to make it to the state semis, just a great job by our girls and our coaching staff. And like I kind of touched on with the boys, seeing their kind of team chemistry and just their unselfish, and they were just unselfish teammates, and how happy they were to beat Assumption. It was just awesome to see. And unfortunately, you know, losing an extra time against Hudson, and, you know, if we pull that out, I'd be interested to see how that would have turned out. But no, great, great soccer season for both, and looking forward for both of them next year.
Yeah, and then also in the spring, another first-year head coach, Clay Hoppenworth. I know he had been with the team as an assistant for a few years prior, but boys golf team goes to the state tournament, ends up placing third there. Just a phenomenal performance by those guys this year.
Yeah, and, you know, they finished third last year, and that was a goal. I mean, when they set out before this spring, I know they wanted to bring home a state title, which, hey, that I love the expectations, but also you got to go and produce, and they did that, and they played really well. And unfortunately, they're the first day of the state tournament. If they play a little bit better, I think they have a shot. But no, and just good kids, and I talk about the other sports. I mean, our coaches do such a good job, and the kids all really really came together. You know, they had breakfast at each other's houses before going and playing in matches, and they really challenged themselves. They went out scheduling wise and played in a couple tougher 18-hole tournaments to prepare them for postseason. I think that helped, but a good young core kind of coming back. So hopefully they can kind of keep it rolling, and Coach Hopworth, Coach Neurath did an awesome job with them.
This has been part one of an interview with Applington Parkersburg Activities Director Carter Hoff, which will continue next on the Sports Beat.
Did you know that when you buy your tires from Hardin County Tire, tire rotations for your car or truck are free? Free lifetime rotations. That ends up being a benefit that could be hundreds of dollars in savings over the lifetime of your vehicle. Denny and Jason Barrett at Hardin County Tire in Iowa Falls and Radcliffe recommend a tire rotation every 6,000 miles. They also have rebates on Cooper, Uniroyal, Michelin, Hankook, and other tire brands. See Hardin County in Iowa Falls and Radcliffe.
Mort's Water Company Sports Beat continues on KLMJ. Stay tuned.
Now is the time to have your pump and well system checked. This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company. Regular maintenance on your pump and well system will save you money in the long run. Your pump and well should give you constant pressure inside and outside your home. Your water should be clean smelling with no cloudiness or sediment. With certified well pump installers, Mort's Water Company will keep your home and farm pumping smoothly. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at mortsonline.com for the best well and pump service around.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. It's now time for part two of an interview with Appleton Parkersburg Activities Director Carter Hoff as we recap the successes of last school year and preview what's ahead this year. And then when it comes to some of the individual state qualifiers throughout the year, obviously track, a ton of great success down to the state meet this year. Tyler Wedekin gets into state tennis. APGC girls wrestling, first ever girls state champion in that program. So a whole bunch of individual accolades that we could go on and on about as well.
Yeah, like you said, there were so many successes this year for our kids and our coaches that it was awesome to see. And it was good to be able to celebrate those. Track, like you touched on, I mean, we sent, I think, over 15 on, you know, both our boys and girls, just kids to state. And then having success down there too. I mean, it's one thing to get there and they went down and ran well, and you know, our boys finished eighth and our girls had a very good showing. Grace Storjohn from Gurney Center, obviously winning the girls state title was awesome. And I know she's put in a lot of work to that. And just, yeah, overall just really excited and Tyler Wedekin, sorry, I forget the last one, but yeah, Tyler Wedekin also finishing, you know, placing at state tennis and our first place winner in quite some time. And he did a really good job and, you know, playing for his brother, his older brother Grant, which was awesome to see those two dynamic. And I know he's really excited and really hungry to come at it next year and finish even higher.
All right, so that rounds things out as far as any state appearances here throughout the year. Touching on summer sports here briefly, there was a new sharing agreement with the softball program with four AP players going over to Dyke, New Hartford. So what can you say about the first year of this sharing agreement and how things ultimately went there? Obviously winning the conference title is pretty major there.
Yeah, and knowing that we were only going to have four girls, it was something that we were going to have to explore. And D&H has, you know, taken us with open arms, and credit to Mr. Cody Eichmeyer and Mr. Stockdale for letting us come over there. And overall, I think our girls had a great experience to be able to play for a competitive softball team and to be able to just kind of show what they can do. And yeah, just overall, I think that was a really exciting opportunity and they really enjoyed it. And we, you know, we appreciate D&H allowing us to do that. So yeah.
All right. Just a few things left here. As we move into the fall season here in a couple weeks, there's going to be two new head coaches. We'll start with football here with Zach Fonce. We kind of talked about him a little bit when you guys brought him in back in February, but it seems like a lot of excitement surrounding you know, the football program and what Coach Fonce might be able to accomplish. But you know, what can you say about bringing him in and ultimately getting the chance to get started here in a couple weeks?
Yeah, they've been going at it strong here this summer, about 3 days a week, 4 days a week with lifting and workouts. And overall, I mean, very positive, very happy about how that's going. Have a decent amount of kids out, a lot of returning starters, which is helpful. And our leadership has been really good there. And I feel like there is a sense of unity within the team. And they had a team camp here last week, and everything I heard, it was really positive and really good. So it's going to be here before we know it, and really excited to get football and all the other fall sports going.
Yeah, and then we'll have girls tennis starting up here in just a couple weeks as well. That season will start before any of the others, and sounds like Grant Wedekin is going to be taking that over. Is that right?
Yes, Grant Wedekin has agreed to do the girls here this fall. Struggling to find a coach, and he's really stepped up and has agreed to take it, and really excited. I think we'll have close to 10 girls there, and it's still weird to have it here in the fall, but yeah, ready to get going. Meets will start here next week, so.
Yeah, and just another thing with that too, I mean, him being a recent graduate, that's got to be another, you know, pretty cool opportunity, because he only graduated, what, 2 years ago, 2024, I want to say?
Yes, I mean, a really young guy, but you wouldn't know that. He carries himself with a sense of confidence and very organized, very professional, and he's just been a great addition to both our boys, and I know he's going to do a great job on the girls' tennis side as well. Just really happy with him and glad to have him aboard.
All right. We've talked mostly about athletics here, but I do want to recognize some of the fine arts as well, because there was a lot of success in that area here over the last school year as well, obviously with, you know, what Mr. Bieber and Mr. Mahler are able to accomplish. If I remember right, there was a group that sang the national anthem at one of the state wrestling sessions as well. So just a whole bunch of great opportunities for those students as well.
You know, Mr. Bieber, Mr. Mahler do an absolutely fantastic job, and any performance they put on, you know, it's going to be a well-run show. So very appreciative of them. They've been very good. And really, I mean, just their passion for our kids and seeing them shine is really awesome to see. So grateful for them. And that's what makes a good activities department. Our fine arts, all credit goes to them. They just do an awesome job. And I just love to see our students kind of shine in a different light at times.
All right. And when it comes to getting things rolling here in the fall season, practices will start second week of August is when practices will officially start up. And then we'll be off and rolling. Is there any key dates on the calendar as far as maybe any scrimmages or anything like that that people should know about?
Yeah, no, just kind of ready to get going. Cross country as well. We haven't touched on that. Also, a ton of returning athletes in that regard. Coach Junker does an awesome job, and I know they're really excited for this upcoming year. We do host a Gatorade scrimmage with Iowa Falls Alden on the 21st of August, so that will be a nice, good little kickoff here in a few weeks, and it'll be good to see some football being played. So, yeah, really excited to get going.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share about AP activities at this time?
No, just thank you to all our community and our fans. Thank you, John, for all your coverage. You do an awesome job. And go Falcons.
All right, that's AP Activities Director Carter Hoff here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, and we'll catch you around here this school year.
Awesome. Thank you, John.
The Sports Beat will continue momentarily.
Get ready for an amazing Dow's Corn Days this weekend. Your $5 Corn Days button or wristband unlocks all the fun at the park. Enjoy inflatables, a delicious sweet corn fee, watermelon, and ice cream. There'll be games, contests, music, and even train rides. Don't miss the Show and Shine Car Show, Big Wheel Races, and the Legion Raffle Drawing. Come enjoy all the fun this weekend during Dow's Corn Days. Three amazing days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat, presented by Mort's Water Company.
Wait, everything on this IHOP value menu is just $6?
I told you it was amazing. A huge plate of pancakes, bacon, and eggs is just $6.
Wow.
There's also French toast, a ham and cheese omelet, and oh, they got a BLT and fries now.
Okay, we're coming here every day.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Feast for just $6 with the IHOP value menu. $7 in some locations, available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Today, we tip our wrench to Rock Auto customer Jeremy.
I've been a rockauto.com customer for over 15 years, and now even my kids order their parts there. Prices are always far lower than the local auto parts store. Selection is massive, and the site makes it unbelievably easy to find exactly what we need. Every order shows up fast, and the quality is always top tier. Rockauto.com has earned my trust for life, and I highly recommend them. All the parts your car will
ever need, Rock Auto. Welcome back to the Sports Beat. I got a chance to speak with AGWSR alum and current Southwest Minnesota State University volleyball player Trevin Smith about her offseason and preparation for the upcoming season in Marshall, Minnesota. She is one of the most accomplished recent student athletes in AGWSR history and is continuing her academic and athletic career at Southwest Minnesota State University. That's none other than Trevin Smith playing volleyball up there, entering her redshirt freshman season. Trevin, thanks for the time today. How's it going? How's the summer been for you?
It's been good. It's been really busy. Like I said, I've been home. I'm heading back next week, but I worked our camps up there. We started the 5th of July, and then I came back the 22nd, so I was busy with that. And then I coached a club team in Marshall. I worked a lot with their high school team, helping with open gyms. And then my team went on a trip to Europe right at the beginning of the summer. So just been kind of all over the place, but it's been good.
So a European trip, tell me a little bit about that.
So we went to Italy and then we went to Greece and we got to play 4 matches while we were over there. We played 3 matches in Italy and then we played 1 match in Greece and it was really fun. I liked the trip, but the volleyball, as much as, you know, it's nice to just vacation, having volleyball there was a really cool experience too. We would get to play the team and then sit down with them afterwards and get to know them and talk and eat dinner with them. So that was a really fun experience. But besides that, the sightseeing was really fun. I really enjoyed Greece. We got a beach day there on a boat. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, overall, it was a really fun experience.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far off topic, but when it comes to that European trip, I mean, that had to be, was that something like, were you kind of almost like introducing the game in a way to them? Because I know that's really big in the United States, but maybe not as big. Volleyball maybe isn't quite as big in some other countries, or what was that like?
The teams that we played were more like club teams, so they were very competitive, so that was fun. But I'd say in general, because they don't have like high school sports or university sports, so in that way it's kind of different. But within their clubs, I'd say, or certain areas, there was a good amount of people that it was popular for. But yeah,
for sure. So again, back to things here at Southwest Minnesota State, last year team wise you're coming off a season where you had a good record but you fell short of making it to the NCAA tournament. So just tell me a little bit about that, how the team kind of handled that. I imagine that probably wasn't really sitting well for you guys, right? Kind of added some fuel to the fire for this year?
For sure. Obviously, you know, to have your season end short when you feel like you were kind of on track for a bigger goal in the end is tough. But we put a lot of work in the off season. In our spring, we got to work on a lot more technical things, which is kind of cool to experience coming off of high school. You don't get that much time in off season besides club practices. So that was fun, really getting to work one-on-one with other setters or with my coach and get to work on more technical things. But this season, I think our goal, something we kind of talked about last year but fell short of, is just consistency through the whole entire year. It is a much longer season than what people might be used to. So just finishing stronger than we start. We always come out pretty well, which sometimes people, other teams might struggle with. But for us, I think we start the season really well, but towards the end, it just gets long and we don't finish as strong as we want to. So finding that consistency and then going up towards the end, I think is big for us.
Yeah. So when it comes to you personally, you were able to appear in a few matches last year. That was a redshirt season for you, so you got that under your belt. If you kind of just describe what last season was like for you, you knew going into the season that you probably weren't going to appear in many matches since you were redshirting, right? But just tell me about that season and how you got a chance to really grow and get into, I guess, the college scene as a redshirt last year.
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience. Like I said, coming off high school, especially a smaller school, and even my club team, there wasn't, you know, as much for volleyball or for club. I was a lot of times until my last year the only setter on my team, so I wasn't experiencing the kind of competition I think for a spot that I was now. So it was definitely a different experience, but I think I learned a lot. It was kind of nice to be able to have that redshirt year to experience practices and what the season's like and get better and just learn from all my teammates. And Sydney is our setter ahead of me, and it was really fun getting to work with her, and I feel like I learned a lot from her and just getting to watch how she handled different practices or how she went about things. Or in between sets, she would always sit with my head coach and, you know, go over, we would get the stat sheet for in between sets, and she would get to look at everyone's hitting percentages or everyone's attempts during each set. So that was kind of cool too. And I'd get to sit and hear them talk about that or get to see what that looks like. So that was fun. But just overall, it was a really good experience. Sometimes it's kind of tougher, you know, you don't know, or you're putting in so much work just to kind of be in the background, which was a different position for me. But I think overall, it was good for me. And yeah, just a good learning experience. Like I said, the spring was really fun. So I think my biggest takeaway from the year was just a lot of input and a lot of learning, and hopefully make me a better player. So yeah.
Certainly. And what do you think were some of the biggest takeaways about, you know, kind of adapting to the college game that you were able to kind of experience over the last year that, you know, now that you're about to start the season, you kind of take some of those things and kind of run with them?
One thing for sure is the college game is so much faster. It really is a whole new level. So being more disciplined in everything I'm doing was a big one. Sometimes I feel like you can get away with taking breaks in high school or club, but then, you know, when you're coming to the next level, those kind of get exposed a lot more. So that was a big wake-up call for me. Or sometimes just simplifying the game, especially as a setter, I think that you can overthink so much, and in any position really, but running the game, I feel like you just think you have to do more than you really do. So that was another one, is making the game simple again, and you don't have to do anything crazy or flashy. You just have to do what you do. So that was a big thing for me too. Yeah.
And not only that, but, a year ago at this time, you were just coming off of a softball season. You know, you were a four sport athlete in high school, excelled at everything you did there. But now all of a sudden you're just focusing on volleyball. So, I mean, that has to be a pretty big adjustment too, huh?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That was part of the reason why I feel like the season felt so much longer too. In high school, it was like, okay, you know, volleyball's done, it's time to move into basketball. And by the time I'm starting to feel that my freshman year, it's like, no, we're still doing volleyball. And same in the spring, it's, oh, it should be time for track or time for softball, and you're just still doing volleyball, which sometimes can get monotonous, it can feel like. But I feel like our coach does a good job incorporating new things, or, you know, we do plenty of different workouts or different sessions to try to make it, I mean, still interesting. And obviously I love volleyball, but yeah, still missing those a little bit, but definitely a big adjustment.
That was part one of an interview with AGWSR alum Trevin Smith, who's playing volleyball, entering her redshirt freshman season at Southwest Minnesota State University. It'll continue next on the Sports Beat.
At Sukup Manufacturing Company, agriculture isn't just business, it's their way of life. For over 60 years, Sukup has been working alongside farmers to provide reliable grain storage, drying, and handling equipment that helps operations run smoothly. Sukup combines innovative technology with practical design to help farmers get the most out of their products season after season. Learn more about how Sukup can support your operation and find a dealer near you at sukup.com.
Mort's Water Company Sports Beat continues on KLMJ. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Abe Seams with Mort's Water Company, here to explain the Kinetico difference. Kinetico systems are non-electronic systems powered by your water pressure. Kinetico has an unmatched performance with a twin alternating design that assures that you never run out of soft water. Dependable and economical, Kinetico has been manufacturing water softeners for over 55 years, and Mort's Water Company has been selling and servicing Kinetico systems for over 45 years. Give Mort's Water Company a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT to learn more, or visit us at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. It's now time for part two of an interview with AGWSR alum Trevin Smith, who's playing volleyball at Southwest Minnesota State University. So when it comes to the team, as far as, you know, this upcoming season goes here, what are going to be some of the expectations? Yeah, I mean, it looks like you have some decent amount of returning talent and things like that. So what's that looking like for the team right now? I understand you might be, you know, fighting for one of those positions here as well.
Yeah, obviously one of our goals, well, first and foremost, we want to make the conference tournament. That's the first step to get into where we want to go. And then winning a postseason game is a big hump for us to get over. We, in the past few years, haven't been able to get over that hump of winning a game in the conference tournament. And then last year that made us fall short not to get to the regional. So then our next goal would be, hopefully, you know, winning conference would be great. Getting into the regional and then seeing how far we can go there.
And for you personally, what are some of the biggest goals you have set for yourself this season as far as, you know, seeing what you can do as far as getting into that starting lineup and things like that? How are you going to accomplish some of those goals here this season?
One thing that I focused on a lot in the spring was my defense. So that would be something that I really want to, I think I've gotten a lot better and I'm really proud of how far I've come. So that effort would be something that I would want to continue to grow in or show. But yeah, I think that's one thing. My serving, I've worked a lot on. So that's something that I think could help me out getting on the court. And then obviously, you know, just decision making and those type of things would be probably my best chance at trying to get on the court, which is my end goal, obviously.
You bet. And when it comes to looking at the your guys' schedule, looks like some great opportunities for you guys. Looks like you get to go play D1 school, South Dakota State, in an exhibition, and then heading down to Florida for some non-conference action as well. So have to imagine, you know, those things are exciting, getting to go on a really big trip like that, huh?
For sure, yeah. We did Florida last year, which was really fun. And there's good competition down there, so it's a really good way to start our season and get to face, you know, good competition right off the bat. We played SDSU over the spring and just scrimmage in Marshall, so that'll be fun to get to see them again, but kind of for real this time. That'll be cool. And yeah, the Florida trip is always fun. We just stay in one big house together, and then, you know, it's a good time, especially coming in as a freshman. I got to know a lot of my teammates right off the bat. And so that'll be cool this year too, getting to know our new freshmen and getting that experience with them.
And then once you get into conference play, I mean, the Northern Sun Conference, one of the best in all of Division II volleyball. I mean, you got teams, a bunch of teams from that conference are always making the NCAA tournament and things like that. So just tell me about the league as a whole. And obviously night in, night out, I mean, you guys are getting tested by some of the best in the United States, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. It is every single weekend, every match. Even if a team doesn't have the best record in conference, they're still going to challenge you, and you can't take any points off. You can't take the match off, because at any night, it could be some team's day, and they could come in and take a win, you know what I mean? So that's different, too, kind of from high school. You know, teams have different levels, but in this conference, it's really every single game, exactly like you said, you can't take any nights off.
Kind of like the NICL in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, I have actually made that comparison to my mom before. I was like, it's crazy. And I can't escape some people from the NICL too. They're still in the NSIC with me now, so.
You bet. So between now and that first match of the season, what are things looking like for you and the team as far as, you know, getting preseason practices going and things like that?
So this year is a festival year for, I don't know if it's for everyone, but at least for Division II. I'm not for sure how it all works. So we get an extra week of preseason. So this week we'll have 2 weeks of preseason versus just one. So we'll start next week. We move our freshmen in on Friday, the 7th, and then we have captains practices, scrimmage each other, or just kind of play whatever. And then Monday we'll officially start practices. We usually have two sessions a day. I think this year they want, or they're kind of changing what they've done in the past. In our spring, we usually do individuals with certain positions. And so I think they're going to, from what it looks like on our schedule, we're going to incorporate some more individual position practices into our preseason, which I think will be really fun. For me specifically, when we would just have targets set up and set into the targets for a while, which it's really nice to just get those reps versus always setting to a hitter or setting off a pass or something like that. So I'm looking forward to that. But besides that, yeah, just your normal 2 days, lift, some scrimmages in there. Yeah.
And then you're a culinology major. Is that still correct?
Yes.
How's that going for you?
It has been really fun. I really like the program. It definitely is a little harder to incorporate. I'm the first volleyball player that's done culinology, so incorporating it into my volleyball schedule, looking forward to the next few years, might be a little bit of a struggle. Like this semester, I have a class, advanced culinary arts, and I took culinary arts or beginner culinary arts last semester, and that was 2 to 8 every Tuesday. And so in the spring, it worked out fine. But this semester, I have it 1 to 7 every Wednesday. So that'll be interesting just with our practices. So My coach and I have briefly talked about it, but just another obstacle that I'll have to work around a little bit. But yeah, I really like the professors and the program's really fun. So that's been a cool experience too.
All right. I think that's about all I got for you here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share about your volleyball career or about the team in general before we wrap up?
It's been definitely a different experience than high school ever was, but I'm really grateful for it. I think college sports are something that every athlete hopefully looks forward to. So, yeah, I don't know. It's been really fun, and I'm looking forward to the next 4 years left of it. So, yeah, thank you.
All right, that's AGWSR alum Trevin Smith entering her redshirt freshman season at Southwest Minnesota State Volleyball. Trevin, appreciate the time as always, and I wish you the best of luck here in the upcoming season.
Thank you.
The sports beat will continue momentarily.
This is Matt Rottler with Sky Ag out of Green. Farmers, fungicide season is here and your crop won't wait. At Sky Ag, we spray with drones. No ground compaction, no crop damage, just clean and precise application. And we know what we're doing. Over 4 years of drone application experience covering more than 45,000 acres. Locally owned, professional, day or night, tailored to your farm. We'll bring the drones to you anywhere in Iowa. Don't wait. Call Sky Ag today. 641-512-1646. Sky Ag. Green. Your aerial applicator.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on Sports Beat. Presented by Mort's Water Company.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
Summer is flying and fall is closer than you think. Back to school, fall festivals, harvest season. If you want your advertising in place when it matters most, the time to plan is right now. This is Bob Schaefer with On The Go Media. We give you more ways to reach local customers than ever before on KLMJ 104.9 and 99 The Wave, in the Hampton Chronicle, and through digital display ads and video stream commercials, reaching even more eyes across the web. One local partner, multiple powerful platforms, all working together for your business. Don't wait until the leaves are falling to start the conversation. Email us today at radio@radioonthego.com. And let's build your fall campaign now.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. Last week, the Clarksville softball team finished off its second consecutive Class 1A championship at the IGHSAU Softball State Tournament. Here's highlights from their tournament run.
Waxus one for five in the game. Blasts it to left field. It drops in front of Wicks for a hit. Out toward the fence. Waxus rounding first base. And she's got a double. The winning run is now in scoring position. Bounce it in front of the plate. Glove by the pitcher. Gets a hold of it. Throws over, but not on time. The whole operation was clean, but Boland was just able to beat out the throw. It was just an awkward bounce in front of the pitcher's circle, and that was all Miller could do with it. 2-2 coming up here to Wedeking. Ground ball towards second base, scooped up, throw over, it gets away from first, and we are tied at nine! Tie, ball game at nine! The Bearcat fans were getting ready to go crazy right behind us. But the throw was off target from Engels to Wicks. And we play on here in the bottom of the 14th inning. Fly ball toward left. Wicks back to the fence. And over the wall. A solo homer by Sydney Lovren to deep left field. And it is a one-run game once again. Here's the 2-2. Bouncer in front of the plate. Down the line. Picked up by the front pitcher. Throw goes into the outfield. Boland is going to be held up at third. And now the tying run is 60 feet away from scoring. And the would-be winning run is now on base for Clarksville in the bottom of the 15th inning. It's a bouncer to the pitcher's mound. They're going to throw home, try to get the runner there. Now back to third, try to get the tag, and safe! And the bases are loaded now for Clarksville. They tried to not let the tying run score, but it backfires on them. And there's still just one out as Lovren is on with a fielder's choice. Fly ball, right center toward the gap. This one is going to be not caught. Bowling comes home to score. Berger went home hole, and Clarksville has won it in 15 innings.
Oh, wow. That's...
Oh. 12-11 is the final score. The RBI double by Eve Jordan puts an end to an all-time classic. Clarksville 12, North Butler 11, 15 innings, Hall and Rogers Sports Complex. Unbelievable.
Here's a ground ball toward the shortstop. It's Lemon.
She bobbled it. And the throw over is not on time. The E6 allows Clarksville to score, and it's 1-0 Indians.
As it's a pitching change mid-count. And a blast toward left field. Over top of Lemon and left.
Another double.
The two
at
runs
least.
Are going to come home to score. And we are tied at 4 in the bottom of the third inning.
Fly ball toward right center. Schlenz, the center fielder, makes the play. Now Wangs is going to take off for home. No relay throw, and Clarksville has a 5-4 lead on a sack fly by Brooke Boland. Ground ball to right field for a hit. The tying run comes home. They're waving home Brooke Boland. Here comes the relay throw, and Clarksville has taken the lead. 8-7 on the RBI by Gia Hooger that drives in two. The Indians continue to be resilient. Over top the shortstop. Another run scores. They're going to wave home Wedeking from second base. Relay throw is not on time.
It is 12-7 Clarksville in the bottom of the sixth inning. The onslaught continues on the single by Kara Boland driving in two runs.
One ball, two strikes here with two outs. Clarksville looking to retire the side.
Swing and a miss! St. Edmunds strands the bases loaded, and we will head to the bottom of the ninth inning.
In a spot where the Indians need to bounce back here. Don't want to squander this opportunity. Ground ball to right field, and a run is going to come home to score. Gia Hooger taps on the plate. It's now 3-2 St. Edmunds. Ground ball up the middle. And they're going to wave home Lodge. And this game is tied at 3. Hannah Wangsness drives in the tying run. So Brooke Boland bats now. She's 1-for-1 of the game with a single. Working with the bases loaded and two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Fly ball to right. Lands for a base hit. Here comes Hannah Wangsness around the plate to score. Kara Boland rounds third. And they're going to wave home Emerson Miller as well. Here comes the throw home. They're going to throw back to second base. Here's the tag. Out. And that ends the inning. But Clarksville scores 6 runs in the bottom of the second inning. And they lead it 6-3 as we head to the third. And she lays it down toward Hannah Wangs. His throw first is on time.
And Clarksville has defeated St. Edmund. And they are going to the championship game. 6-5 is the final score as Clarksville wins it.
And a blast to left field. But straight to the fielder over top for glove though. And Berman is going to send Miller home. This game is tied at 1.
Gia Hooger with the RBI double.
And we're all knotted up at 1 in the bottom of the second inning. 2-2 coming up here to Wangsness. And a blast to left field. This game is tied at 2.
Lodge steps on the plate. Wangsness rounds first and has a stand-up double.
2-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. Popped up, left center, Hofer on the run to the wall,
and that goes over the fence. A two-run homer by Eve Jordan, and Clarksville has its first lead of this championship game. 4-2 Indians in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Two balls and no strikes.
And a hard hit over the top of the third baseman. This is going to be another double for Lodge. Bouncing all the way to the corner in foul territory. Brown second has a double for the second time in this game. Hits it to right field. That's going to be a hit. Lodge rounds third and scores. 5-2 Indians. Reagan Wedekind picks up an RBI single. Swing and a miss. And this one is twice as nice. Because for the second consecutive year, the Clarksville softball team reigns supreme in Class 1A.
Those were highlights from Clarksville's run to the Class 1A softball championship last week, as aired on 99 The Wave. The sports beat will continue momentarily.
Experience lightning-fast internet with Brockwell Cooperative Telephone Association's expanding fiber optic network, now serving rural communities from Hampton to Rockwell, with residential plans starting at just $44.95 monthly. RCTA brings you blazing speeds up to 1 gigabyte per second. Don't wait to upgrade your connection. Join the fiber revolution today. Contact RCTA's Hampton or Rockwell office to discover fiber optic availability in your rural area. RCTA, bringing tomorrow's technology to your community today.
What's your water score? If you don't know, or it isn't as high as it should be, the water professionals at Mort's Water can help. We will perform a free in-home water analysis to determine your water score and then recommend the appropriate Kinetico water treatment solutions to improve it. The higher your water score, the better your water. Find out how easy it is to raise your water score with Kinetico and Mort's Water, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit mortsonline.com today.
Back one final time in this week's edition of the Sports Beat from Radio On The Go Sports. Thanks to area guests for joining us today, including some local baseball and softball coaches recapping their seasons. We also heard from Appleton Parkersburg Activities Director Carter Hoff on recapping the last school year and previewing what's ahead in 2026-27. We also heard from AGWSR alum Trevin Smith, who is about to enter her second season as part of the Southwest Minnesota State University volleyball program, and highlights from Clarksville's run to the Class 1A softball championship last week. Please find this program on demand at radioonthego.com, and then be sure to tune in again next week at the same time and on the same station for another edition of the Sports Beat. I'm John Moenkler reporting for Radio On The Go Sports. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat with Radio On The Go. If you missed any of today's program, you can listen to the podcast under the Sports tab on radioonthego.com. Be sure to thank Team Mort's for being the exclusive sponsor for the Sports Beat, heard every Saturday on KLMJ. Tune in again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for another edition of the Sports Beat, brought to you by Mort's Water Company. If the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up.